the Visit Isle of Wight show. James and Judy here. And that was Dizzy Rascal. And if you like Dizzy, what about a Twizzy? Because there's this wonderful way of now getting around the Isle of Wight. If you're a tourist or if you live here, it's a wonderful little electric car that looks like something from out of space. It's made by Renault, and you can hire them now from all these different locations around the island. And the great thing is they are ecologically friendly. These Twizzies were launched last week, and Judith and I, together with Brandon, went over to the West Wight and to Tapnall Farm and met with Chris Beach and Sophie Sellers, and this is what they had to say to us. So I'm here at Tapnall Farm with Chris Beach and Sophie Sellers. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's wonderful atmosphere here. You've got how many Twizzies out there? About a dozen, is that right?
Yeah, well, on the island in total we've got 15.
Yeah.
And we've brought about 10 of them with us today for everybody to have a go in,
yeah,
to see what they think.
Well, just trying to describe them, they're a little bit like beetles or bugs or something like that on four wheels. It's a sort of strange combination between a motorcycle and a car, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an exciting product. Made by Renault.
Yeah.
Originally launched about 4 years ago.
Yes.
Called the Renault Twizy.
Yeah.
So it's an all-electric, four-wheel drive vehicle. So it's actually got an electric motor at each corner.
Yeah.
Two-seater.
Yes.
Capable of up to 50 miles an hour with a 50-mile range on the batteries.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a really fun alternative way to drive around the island.
And the idea is that visitors to the island will be able to hire Twizzies, take them around the island, and they don't need to put petrol in. They just recharge them.
Correct.
Is it a normal 3-pin plug that,
yep,
they use?
Standard domestic 3-pin plug. And part of the commitment that we've made to bringing the Twizzies to the island is to roll out a network of charging points at,
yeah,
all the places of interest, attractions, places to eat, down at the beaches, some of the car parks,
yeah,
so that you're never going to be more than probably about 5 miles from the ability to just plug in, top up, so you can get back to base.
That's amazing.
50-mile range, the island's a perfect place for it.
And can they keep up with traffic? I know island traffic isn't that fast, but they're speedy
can.
Enough, are they?
Well, you've got typically on the island 30 to 40-mile-an-hour speed limits. The Renault Twizy's capable of just over 50 miles an hour.
Right.
So it will keep up comfortably with all the traffic that's around.
Fantastic. So. Now, Sophie, I think one interesting thing that you're doing is offering a combined ticket to people who come over to the island on Red Funnel. Is that right?
That's right. Today we've announced that our joint venture with Red Funnel to allow people coming over on foot to then team up and have a Twizy for the day as well. So we're doing a package for £49 for one Twizy to include your RedJet travel ticket as well as the Twizy for a day, and £79 to then have two if you're a family.
That sounds absolutely amazing. I think what's lovely about Twizzies is they'll really appeal to young people coming to the island. They look great fun. Hopefully we're going to have a little test drive in a few minutes and get some of the sounds. They're not very noisy though, are they, because they're electric?
No, that's the joy of it. And the thing about the Twizy is that when you drive it, you actually experience the sounds and the smells of the island as you're driving around,
yeah,
which is great. So you actually feel a lot more in touch with the process rather than being sat in a cocooned car.
Yeah, because the windows are always open, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we do have canvas windows that can go in the side if you want to be protected on a less clement day. But generally speaking, I mean, I always drive my Twizy with it open because I just enjoy the experience. And yeah, you know, just jump in and enjoy the island.
So, Sophie, if people want to hire a Twizy, where should they go? What's the website they should look for?
So, hireatwizzyisleofwight.co.uk, or you can also find us on our Facebook and Twitter pages as well for how to get in touch and book your day with us.
Well, that's brilliant. Best of luck. We look forward to seeing Twizzies all over the island.
Yeah, we're based them at Cowes,
yeah,
so we're based at the RedJet terminal.
Perfect.
In Cowes, but we're hoping to have them dotted all around. So
great. Well, best of luck, and hopefully in a few minutes we'll be getting out there and giving them a go.
Enjoy it.
Thank you. Well, we did get out there and gave them a go, but there wasn't much in terms of sound because they're very, very quiet. But Judith, it was great fun, wasn't it?
It was huge fun. I really felt I was on holiday. I felt young, free and single as we bowled along. I was sitting in the back, wind in my hair.
I know.
Taking in the views. It was
lovely. Brandon really enjoyed it as well. We were sort of whizzing around the car park, skidding around the gravel. Not too much skidding, actually. They're very, very safe. They look as though, you know, they're a bit like Dodgem cars, but they've got airbags and all those sorts of things. So very safe indeed.
They're incredibly stable. And what I like, James, is that each Twizy comes with sat-nav, which is preloaded with points of interest on the island, as well as the places where you can recharge the batteries.
Yeah, so very, very environmentally friendly. Let me just give people that website again. It's www.hireatwizzy.co.uk, or you can go to the Red Funnel site, because there's that package that Sophie was talking about, which is www.redfunnel.co.uk/twizzy. Very environmentally friendly, but even more environmentally friendly is a B&B that we went to on the same day when we went over to Freshwater.